Okay, my guest now is Rockport baseball coach John Parisi, who doubles as the director of athletics. And John, welcome back to MSO. I want to get started by asking you about the year in general, coach, because it has been so crazy, but it has gotten slowly, progressively better in terms of how things are taking place, especially in athletics, but also in academics. And so maybe a little summary, John, about how things have maybe progressed from September to now.
So, Rick, thanks for having me on. It's been a long road. It feels like it's been 10 years this year alone, honestly, with meetings and modifications and Board of Health meetings and school committee meetings. And but, you know, the patience has paid off. There's light at the end of the tunnel. We have in spring outdoor sports where, you know, we've had fans at games. And, you know, the kids are excited about it. But September was grueling trying to get on the field at first. Mm-hmm. You know, we were pushed back quite a while, and we ended up having a very successful fall season here for our sports teams, where the boys soccer won a Cape Ann League title and golf won a Cape Ann League title. You know, and then we ran into the winter season, which very much had ups and downs. It was very nerve-wracking going back indoors, and every one of our teams got shut down at one point. Our hockey team finished the season only playing 6 games because they had 9 people that were infected at one point.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So now, you know, again, light at the end of the tunnel, the spring season, and our teams are off to a pretty good start here. So
I want to get to that in a second, but, you know, you mentioned soccer. And what can you say about Dave Curley? I mean, the guy just keeps grinding them out. And you guys, one of the smallest schools in the state, always competitive in soccer against anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I know I have a game tonight at 6:30, so I can't talk that long about Dave Curley, which I could
no.
do.
No, that's fine.
I played for Dave Curley back in the late 80s and mid 80s, and Dave coached hockey with me over in Gloucester, mm-hmm. and now to work with him in boys soccer is just, it's phenomenal. You know, the kids consider him like a father. You know, he yeah. really has all the kids' best interests at heart. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but he coached his final season in the fall.
I did not know that. I see him once in a while. I didn't know that, but thank you for letting me know that, and I'll be sure to congratulate him, and I'm sure there's going to be some kind of something going on in the future. But John, let's get back to the present here. Rockport baseball, certainly you have one of the most unique fields in Massachusetts, I would think, maybe in the whole country, at Evans Field, and it's a beautiful field. But also Rockport, again, competing, you guys always compete against some of the bigger schools. So let's get started with that. How has it been for your I want to call it spring training, but your preseason, John, because you didn't have all that many days to get ready.
Well, the preseason actually was actually longer than you think, because the MIA did approve out-of-season coaching, and we did not play in the fall 2 season. We didn't have any sports participating in that. We did send some players over to play football for Manchester, but that was a handful. So our softball, tennises, and baseball also got a little head start. So we started 3 weeks before the original start day, you know, going 3 days a week for about an hour and a half, mm-hmm. just, you know, more fundamentals. And it was program-wide, so there were a lot of kids at those practices. But, you know, starting in April was much better than starting in mid-March. It was just the weather was a little bit more cooperative. We were on the field on day one. And like you said a little while ago, our field is phenomenal, and I have to mention our field guy, Jeff Proposky. He does an amazing job working on our field. So, you know, that makes life easier, you know, when you have a nice field to play on, you have a nice crew working on it. And, you know, we're in pretty good shape right now. We lost our opener to Hamilton Wenham 3-0, but I think Hamilton's one of the top teams in the state. And we beat Amesbury on Saturday 8-1, so we're back to 500 and off to a pretty good start.
All right, I want to get into that, and I want to ask you, but before we talk about the game summaries, and I won't keep you long, Coach, but I mean, the guys, the juniors and seniors you have now haven't played interscholastically in 2 years. So I'm guessing that you have spent a lot of times on fundamentals, probably particularly on defense and positioning and things like that.
Absolutely. We started with the basics. I felt like I was running my my summer camp when I got going, and we were doing a lot of, you know, paddle work, fielding with paddles, fielding with two hands, you know, catching with two hands, getting your feet moving towards your target, you know, and it's paying off so far, really. It's actually a really good thing. But yeah, same thing, you know, even hitting drills. We started off a tee, you know, working away, working up the middle, working pull. And, you know, they really worked hard mm-hmm. because, like you just said, they haven't been on the field interscholastically for baseball. And I think it was like 730 days.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I know. It's just stupid. It boggles the mind, man. It does.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, 1-1, that's a good start. Tell me about some of the players that we should be listening for.
I got a great group this year. You know, it's probably one of my better hitting groups that I've had, and this is my 25th year. It's
no way, no way, John. Don't tell me that. 25 years, John, seriously?
25 years,
yep. Oh, God, okay. Oh, man. Okay, sorry. Go back to the kids.
Yeah, so starting off with my number one and number 1A pitchers, Kyle Beal and Jake Engel. They've been part of the program for 4 years, and they've been working really, really hard with private pitching coaches and getting their bodies in the best possible shape. And we're going to be, you know, working around them all year long. You know, new rules this year, well, it was supposed to start last year, you know, working pitch counts and stuff like that. So it's going to take a little bit more juggling, a little bit more work, especially for small schools to develop a little more pitching. But we're going to build our team around those two guys pitching. And they're in the meat of the order also. Jake is a leadoff hitter and Kyle is a three hitter. We also have Frew Rowan, who's a phenomenal athlete. He's a three-sport athlete for us. He's at shortstop and a closer for us. And then, you know, we got another, a really good group of seniors that are being pushed by another really good group of sophomores right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And
excellent.
That just builds success. When you're not comfortable in your position and you have to work really, really hard and being pushed, you get better.
It's called competition. So, yep. Okay.
Yep.
What do you got coming up
for us in Rockport? Yep.
What do you got coming up this week, Coach?
So we host Georgetown tonight under the lights at 6:30, and then we host Linfield on Thursday, same thing, 6:30 at night, and then we're at Triton on Saturday afternoon at 11, Saturday morning at 11.
Rockport baseball coach and athletic director John Parisi with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.